I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents.
Hey everyone, this is Aaron, one of the creators of In Another Room. We're so excited for the final episode of our podcast, and we're so thankful you've listened along. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We hope you've had a spooky good time. Before we get into the finale, I just wanted to give everyone a heads up about the new podcast from Violet Hour Media that will be released on Monday, September 21st. It's called Between the Devil, and it's seriously amazing. It's spooky, it's fun, and it's about pirates. You're definitely going to want to listen to it. We're going to start things off by playing the trailer for Between the Devil, and then we'll go straight into the spooky conclusion for In Another Room. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast. And if you have, please spread the word and share with your friends. We'd love to welcome more people into the notoriously haunted house on Harvard Boulevard. And make sure to tune in on Monday, September 21st for the first two episodes of Between the Devil, with new episodes released weekly on Mondays thereafter.
I'm afraid.
Well, you should be.
You have been close to something truly evil, and now the stink of it clings to you like grasping fingers from the grave. You're dealing with things that should scare anyone who has any sense.
How can you know all of that?
The same way I know you came to this island on a ship. A ship with a dark secret.
Are you a witch?
Careful, girl. In some places, being branded a witch is enough to get you hanged.
But if you know magic, that's what's happening on the ship. You can help.
I'll help you in the only way that will do you any good. Are you ready? Run, swim, crawl, fly if you can manage it, but don't go back to that ship.
Strange things been happening on this ship. Strange things.
I tried to warn you.
Some folk.
The whole lot of you!
Can handle a bit of strange.
I saw something in his eyes.
Bothers.
Something unnatural.
Others need order.
Lower your weapon, this instant.
Order at any cost.
Oh, God, what's happening? A demon, something, a creature down below.
You just say I was crazy again.
This is lunacy.
I'm not crazy.
Madness.
At the end of this voyage, you're on. Nothing but terror and misery await.
What kind of devil are you trying to bring down on us, girlie?
Papa, please! We're not safe!
Please!
They're going to kill us, Papa!
She's a little girl, not a demon or a witch.
Sammy! I know its name!
But what if she's telling the truth?
I'm sorry!
I know its name, Sammy!
What if she was trying to stop it?
I'm sorry!
Call me mad again!
No!
You're not thinking straight! The look in your eyes!
Every bit of misfortune what's dogged this cursed voyage happened on account of her! Sanguine sunrise in the west.
It flames a mountain's gory crest.
Shattered peak.
A shadow
throws.
On a reef.
Of human bones.
Spores of madness. Fog of war.
Ancient evils by the score.
Obscuring from our mortal sight.
An island.
Bathed in bloody light.
A horror podcast by Violet Hour Media. Listen every Monday beginning September 21st. Subscribe for free wherever you listen to podcasts. From the case files of Wendy Morrow, this is In Another Room. Episode 8, Liliana.
It makes no sense. These remains are fully decomposed. The body has been buried here for years. There's no way it can be her. There's no way. She... Unless... My theories about this place as a vortex of sorts. A place where time does not follow the accepted rules. Why didn't I see it before? Each haunting, each paranormal episode that has been documented in this house has repeated itself time and time again. But perhaps the hauntings in this house are not an echo, but an actual loop. The event itself happening, and then happening again and again and again. That would explain why the veil between time periods is so fragile here. Why crossing between the past, present, and future is so commonly reported. Everything that has ever happened in this house is happening now. Repeatedly, one on top of the other, on top of the other. And Liliana, she must come here sometime in the near future and find her way to the basement. And the house must lift the veil between her and Frank, crossing their time periods. And Frank, when he sees her, a woman he's never seen before, suddenly appearing behind him in the dark. He murders her, and then he buries her right here in the basement. Oh my God, it's her. It's Liliana. Her murder is the catalyst. It is the event which begins the cycle of haunting. The murder of my daughter is what brings this house to life. No wonder I've been so
obsessed with this house. It needed me. Needed my daughter. Locked, of course. How foolish I've been. All this time I thought the house was leading me from room to room to show me a way out. I see now that it's been leading me here. The house needed me to come to the basement so that I could get Liliana to come down here too. And if she steps into this house, if she crosses timelines with Frank and dies at his hands, the house, the evil, guarantees itself another cycle. Oh, God! I must warn her. I must stop her from ever setting foot in this house. If she stays away, she will be spared. If she never comes, Frank Smith will not have murdered anyone all those years ago. There would be no catalyst, no initial act of violence to spur things into motion. There would be... there would be no hauntings whatsoever. Come on, come on.
Mom?
Liliana. Do not come here. You must stay away. You must...
Mom, are you there?
You must not come here. We can change things. We can prevent the evil here from ever taking shape. We can...
Look, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I hope you can. I wanted to tell you something.
Liliana!
I've been getting these calls from you, hundreds of them, almost daily, just like this one. And nobody believes me. But I know. I know you're there. Still, somehow, something is happening in that house, something unexplainable... And I'm gonna figure out what it is. If you can hear me, Mom, I'm on my way. I'm finally coming.
No! I'm coming to the house. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Mom, are you in here? Locked. I wonder where this leads. Is that... Hey, is somebody down there? I'm...
Your mother isn't here. You shouldn't have come.
How do you... Did you know her?
No. But she knew me.
Do you live here, or...
For a time, you should never have come to this house.
Look, my mom came here a few months back. I think she found something here. She got mixed up in something, or...
Too late. Too late.
Hey! Wait a minute. Hey! Where'd you...
I have let my time go by.
Who are you?
It goes by so fast.
How did you...
It goes by so fast.
How did you...
I wanted to be a mother.
I wanted to be a wife.
I always thought I'd fall in love.
I thought there'd be more time.
Please, my mother.
Wendy.
You shouldn't be here.
Leave.
Quick, before it's too late. Go. Please.
William?
No. It isn't you.
Who?
In any case, I'm in need of some assistance. You'll do just fine, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, but who are you? I'm looking for...
There now, take a seat. We are invoking spirits tonight, and you have a part to play.
Please, slow down for a minute. My name is Liliana. I'm sorry, I didn't know that there was anyone living in this house.
Liliana. I know that name. Why do I...
What? What is it?
Angela.
Hello, Eleanor.
How did you... I was alone, Eleanor. when I died.
What?
I was cold and there was no one there to comfort me. Angela, no. It was only meant to be temporary, I promise.
This house turned you into a monster.
It was a mistake. Please, I...
But I'm back now. Your time in this house has come to an end.
Sister, please, forgive me.
Excuse me, what exactly is going on?
Liliana, run!
Run? But I...
Listen to my sister. You shouldn't be here. The air is rife with spirits and it isn't safe for the living.
Living? What? Will someone please tell me what's happening?
Oh, there you are. You coming? It's on any minute now. Come on.
Be careful, girl.
Oh, come on. Come on into the study. Go on now. Take a seat. Comes on right about this time, 3 nights a week.
Please, stop. Listen to me.
You hear about Charlie, aren't you?
What? Charlie? No. Listen,
The army sent you, huh? They found his body somewhere. He's dead, isn't he?
Please, I'm Liliana Morrow. I'm looking for my mom.
I never told him that I loved him, you know? He died not knowing just how it was I felt about him.
I'm sorry,
His lungs filled with water. I can see it now. He went down in that lake and he couldn't get out of that plane. He was thinking of me when he went and he didn't know. I was too afraid.
Who are you? What is happening in this house?
This house? You have to go.
It's...
A house that takes... And takes. You must go now. You must leave before it takes you too.
Judith, honey, is that you?
Judith, dear, where are you?
Oh my God. It's... No, it isn't you.
Gone.
I can't believe this.
Come quick. Here. Into the living room. Please. It isn't safe.
Please, will one of you tell me what's happening?
It's Stanley again. He hit her. Judith.
He's going to kill her tonight. She dies in the hallway. Her blood... But wait.
The gun.
She bought a gun.
What the fuck is going on?
You're meant to be here. You wander these empty rooms until you find her. And then it happens.
He's waiting for you. He's ready.
And then it will be too late.
For all of us.
Gone. Gone.
But not yet. There is a way out.
There is a way through. Take this. Here.
A gun. I don't...
You know the story.
You know how it ends. It isn't too late. Not yet.
Go, Liliana.
But I don't...
Oh, there you are. Finally, we were worried you wouldn't show. Gregory, darling, she's here.
Ah, yes. Welcome. It's lovely to see you again.
Come on out of the cold, Liliana. Into the dining room. Come.
A gun.
Yes, dear. You remember Liliana.
Liliana. It happens tonight, then.
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
Please, I don't understand. What's happening?
Your mother is in the basement.
The basement?
The basement?
No.
You're going to die down there, I'm afraid.
It hasn't happened yet. It isn't too late.
There's nothing to be done. You must go to her.
The gun.
She brought a gun.
I found this key in the old trunk over there. Forgive the blood, I can't seem to wipe it off. You must go now.
It is time.
Never enough time.
Never enough.
Go, please.
The basement.
Your mother.
The door's right there, see?
Mom?
Good luck, Liliana.
No.
Mom, are you down there?
Please. Please. No.
The gun, Liliana.
Mom?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Mom? Mom, it's me. Are you down there? Mom?
Liliana, no, don't come down here, turn around, don't take another step.
Mom, is that you?
It's me, yes, it isn't safe, you're in danger.
Mom?
She can't hear me. Of course the house is doing all that it can to get what it needs. I'm invisible to her, silent, helpless.
Mom, are you down here?
Frank, no. Oh, God, no.
There you are.
Mom, if you're here, give me a sign.
Prepare to die, she-demon.
No! Liliana! No! My daughter!
What is this? Blood? This cat... Oh, no, it can't be. Oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Dear God, please.
Liliana, no. No, please. I... Still breathing. She's not dead. She's still alive. Liliana, wake up. Please wake up. It's not too late. You have to get out of here. What's this? A gun. But where did this come from? Liliana, please. There must be a way. There must be something. Think. Think, Wendy. What have I seen in this house? What have I learned? On Margaret Day, the house showed her her fate. And she saw it through. It happened exactly as she was shown. Fate, then. It guides those who step foot in this house. It condemns. But then there's Judith and Walter Vance. Judith was able to learn from her own ghost story on loop, reliving it again and again. She woke up to the machinations of this horrible home. She changed the story, changed her own fate. And Walter trapped her forever until he woke too, opened his eyes to the sick loop he was stuck in. He left this place, still dead, still lost, but suffering no more. Gregory and Anne, minds deteriorated by the evil here, souls wasted away when nothing was done to break free of the grip of it. Action must be taken before it's too late. And Eleanor, the Rose sisters, working with the dark forces at play in these rooms, harnessing the powers that be to gain some sliver of control to... I can't stop Frank Smith. But maybe... maybe I can make Frank stop himself. No.
Mom?
What?
Shh.
Undead. You won't best me, behemoth.
No, wait.
Yes.
No, no.
Die, demon.
No.
Die.
No, stop.
Get down. This body, Ron. Liliana, you have to escape.
Escape? How? I
can't. This house needs you. You are to die here in this basement at the hands of this man. There's no time to explain. But if you don't leave, if you succumb to the fate this house has designed for you, it will win.
Mom, what's going on? How is this happening?
Behind you, Liliana,
the can of kerosene.
Do you see it?
Yes, but I...
Take it. Pour it out all around the basement now.
No!
What?
Do it, Liliana. Hurry. Good. That's good. Now run, Liliana.
I can't. No, I came here to save you. You have to come with me. There's got to be a way.
It's too late for me. Too late for us. But it is not too late for you, Liliana. You don't have to die here.
I don't understand. What are you...
I'm sorry, Liliana.
There are so many things I should have done differently.
Who knew that there would be so many regrets?
I am but one of many here.
We can only look back at the lives we led.
And replay the tragedies we suffered within these rooms.
We cannot change anything now.
It is far too late for that.
So many regrets.
Their stories are my story.
It is the same story for all of us.
And there are more rooms here than you can possibly imagine.
The lantern. You have to go. You have to run. Don't stop for any reason. The house will try to keep you here, but you have to get out. This is your chance.
Mom, what are you doing? No! Don't! Drop the gun, please!
The house wants you, Liliana. It needs you. It needs this man to kill you. But I won't let him. I couldn't stop you from coming to the house, but I can stop this. I can fight it. Do you hear me?
I'm going to stop you.
Coming apart. Quickly, quickly.
Liliana. Liliana.
Help! Please help!
You did it.
She's alive.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, no!
We have to open the door. Madam Eleanor, come quick!
Pull.
There. Come quick.
Anne, come on. We have to help.
It's no use. The house.
Pull!
Please!
It's almost there.
Pull!
Help, please!
Pull, Liliana. We're almost there. We're right here with you.
Who are you?
Go. Go! Go!
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is Wendy Morrow. I'm alive. I woke up on the lawn outside a house I've never seen before, on the exact plot that the house I've been researching once stood. I have no idea how I got there. I called Liliana and she's okay, at home safe. She didn't seem to remember anything. I've been to the library, I've scoured the internet, I've reached out to witnesses I had previously spoken to, and all avenues reflect the same fact. The house is not haunted. In fact, the house as I knew it is not there at all. It burned down shortly after it was completed. Frank Smith, the original owner of the house, died by suicide. He shot himself in the basement. He had set a fire, and the flames consumed the new house within the hour. Authorities dug up the land, but the only body they found was Frank's. There was no other. No murder. No one buried in the basement. And as a result, no hauntings. No haunted house. My files are spread on my desk in front of me. Years of research. No fewer than 86 confirmed deaths within the house. Each file, a self-contained ghost story. More than 3 years of my life here before me. And all of it, every page, blank. And so I've had to do new research. Margaret Day, Eleanor Rowe, Walter Vance. There's Theo, Judith, and Claire. And then there's Gregory and Anne. These and every other story from my files changed. Lives lived with all their successes and failures, but nothing of the shadow of the supernatural. So it's over. The cycle was broken. No first death in the house. No energy for the dark forest to feed upon. No grisly chain of deaths. No ghosts. The house is history. It's been rewritten. I'm asleep. I'm exhausted. Tomorrow I will visit the current owner of the house on Harvard Boulevard. I must be sure. I must be sure.
I was wondering when you'd be back. Please, come in. Take a seat. Tea?
Tea would be lovely. Thank you. How long have you lived here?
Marlene.
Wendy.
6 years now, I guess. Almost 6 years.
I see. Alone, or?
My daughter. She's at school.
I have a daughter as well. And forgive me if I'm prying, but her father?
Mother, actually. My wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My wife died a year ago.
I'm so sorry.
Me too.
I lost my spouse as well. My husband, he...
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, very. Thank you.
I'm sorry for bringing this up, but have you ever experienced anything in this house? Anything supernatural?
Supernatural?
Well, yes, I...
No, never, not here.
Really? It's strange, but my research, you see, I spent a great deal of time looking into a series of unexplained cases that were tied to this location.
You must have the wrong house, I'm sorry.
The wrong house. Yes, right. So there's no reason for you to believe that this house is haunted in any way?
I suppose every house that suffers a loss is haunted, in a way.
I suppose. I meant it's just that I've heard so many stories.
My wife was a writer of ghost stories, you know?
Was she?
Yeah. And I hated them. Ghost stories have always frightened me. Too much for my own comfort, and so I didn't read them. Not one. It's strange, but after she died, I was going to throw them out, pack them up and put everything in storage. But on a whim one day, I pulled a book off the shelf and, well, I couldn't stop. I read and I read. I've read them all now, and I think I understand. Ghost stories. Why my wife was drawn to them. What she meant to accomplish in all that writing. I'd always shied away from them because of the darkness, the sorrow. But I see now. I see. All that's left of a person after they go is the stories we tell about them. For those who lived life happily, those who found peace and fulfillment, their stories are warm. Love stories, poetry. But for those of us who leave too soon, who leave with regrets, things they wish they had said or done, we tell their stories over campfires, huddled close to one another in the dark. They're warnings, aren't they? Cautionary tales that move us to reflect on how we live our own lives. What do we want told when we're gone? What will we leave unfinished? What will remain of us in the end? I'm sorry for your loss.
And I'm sorry for yours.
It's hard for me some days. But I must remember that there was good here, in this house. Even with all the dreadful things she went through in her sickness, even with the suffering and her passing, there was good here. There was love. And after reading all those ghost stories of hers, I've decided perhaps I'll let that haunt me instead. The light that somehow lingers, even in all this darkness.
Liliana?
Mom, what is it? What's wrong? Is everything...
I'm sorry, Liliana.
Sorry for what?
I disappeared after Dad died. I wasn't there for you.
Mom, no, I...
Let me finish. I couldn't accept his passing, and so I dove into the paranormal as a way of coping with the grief. To prove to myself that there was life after death. That he was not gone, not completely... And I left you alone, didn't I? To make sense of things by yourself. And for that, Liliana, I am so sorry.
Thank you for saying that. You know, most days I really don't think I have made sense of it all. Still, after all these years.
Nor have I. And while I don't believe we'll ever fully be able to make sense of it all, I'd like to at least try. Together. If it's not too late.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember anything about the other night?
No, not really. I remember the house, going there because I was worried about you, and I remember the feeling there of being inside, darkness, and heaviness. I remember danger. Do you?
Yes. I remember everything.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I won't put a name to that which I don't understand.
It's over, though, isn't it? Whatever happened in that house?
It's over. Yes. Not everywhere, I'm sure. But in that house, yes, it's over. What breadth of suffering within those walls. And to think, that house, a house like any other on a street full of houses. Just imagine the stories each of them harbors within.
We're almost all packed up here. Did you still want to come? Jade is excited to meet you.
Yes, of course. I have just a few things to finish up, and I'll be ready.
Great. We'll see you soon, then.
See you soon.
Only 3 days have passed since I set off to enter the house. 3 days. None of the horror I experienced, none of the dreadful stretching of time in that house seems to have happened. I'd be compelled to argue a psychotic break. I dreamed it all, surely, or hallucinated it. And yet, my tapes. I was constantly recording while in the house, documenting each experience as it happened. And here they are in front of me. All of them used, all recorded onto. But like my files, blank. I view these tapes as proof that something did indeed happen, even though the content no longer remains. Hours and hours of recorded silence, more hours than could fill 3 days. They have to have come from somewhere, right? Just this. Just the quiet of an empty room. Tape after tape, countless ghost stories told in silence. My ghost story is unfinished, still being written. I've been given a second chance. And so I'm putting my time as a paranormal investigator to rest. I'm ridding myself of obsession of darkness. I will always miss my husband. I will always long for answers. There's a part of me that will never be whole again. A wound that will never heal. And yet, I'm still alive. I still have Liliana. And it is not too late to right a wrong. It is never too late. Every story can be rewritten. Before I put an end to this chapter, I must call attention to one last thing. The only document left in my files is a scrap of paper found in the ashes of the original house. I have it here. A poem of sorts. I figure it's worth recording. The last piece of research in the house's great history. The only piece left.
What once we cherished most of love, a soft embrace, a knowing look, is withered now to something small, a flower pressed within a book. The spirits trapped within these walls, no chains or white sheets on display. See, it's not the wraith that frightens us, but all the reasons why they stay. Forgotten dreams, the things unsaid, decisions we regret the most. The loves we let burn out too soon were haunted nightly by their ghosts. They whisper darkly in our dreams and call our names in twilight gloom, and always just beyond our reach, and always in another room.
Yeah.
Liliana?
Almost ready to go? We're pulling up now.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready. I'll be right down.
Great. See you soon.
Yes. Yes. My daughter.
From Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions, In Another Room. Created and written by Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. Directed by Aaron and Austin Keeling. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drummiller. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb. Produced by E3W Productions and executive produced by Cassie Josephov. Starring Carrie Weider as Wendy Morrow, Nerea Duhart as Liliana, Jim Karinke as Frank Smith, Adrian Levette as Marlene, with additional performances by Sierra Allison, Kathy Barnett, Zach Brown, Kaylee Cook, Ian Dick, Dan Dorf, Emily Goss, Maria Olfson, Katie Peabody, Daniel Van Thomas, and Christine Wetherill. This has been In Another Room from Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.